On the World Cafe, a live performance, three hits from our very special guests, the Indigo Girls. I'm going to talk to them about their influences and try to influence them to play DJ when we return to the World Cafe. Today on the World Cafe, the Indigo Girls are here. Okay, bear with me on this question. You two have known each other since grade school. You've been playing together since high school. And a partnership of that intensity and duration is kind of like a marriage. We know that long marriages go through different phases. So my question is, what phase are you in now?
We're probably in the phase that you get to when you become like really good friends and you understand each other and you give each other space. You're very independent from each other. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, our relationship is it's so familiar and comfortable.
We're in the comfortable phase.
Yeah, I don't really even think about it. I never think about it existing as a relationship, you know.
So it's kind of like second nature to you.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you're from different musical backgrounds, right? I mean, the stuff that you grew up liking and emulating. Emily, you're more into a singer-songwriter.
Well, it started out pretty much the same, you know, Neil Young and Elton John and James Taylor and all those the songs that we used to learn when we were playing, growing up together. But then, when I discovered Joni Mitchell, that was about it for me. I didn't need to find anything else. And then, luckily, later on, I discovered Bob Dylan, too, and some other song. I like Farron a lot. I think she's a great songwriter. And so I always liked that singer-songwriter style.
Is there a particular song, like, of Joni Mitchell's that blew your jets way back then?
Well, it was the title track from Hejira. I don't know if I even pronounced that word right, but it was that title track that really blew me away at first. But I like so many of her songs. So many. I just think she's brilliant.
What about Dylan?
One of his songs? Oh, man. Ballad in Plain D is one of my favorites. And Tangled Up in Blue. I love that song, too.
Couple of artists there who influenced Emily of the Indigo Girls. The Indigo Girls are our guests here on the World Cafe. Now, Amy, you were a rocker from early on, right?
Yeah, I mean, I liked, you know, James Taylor and Dan Fogelberg and all those acoustic players too, but Neil Young was really, and Elton John and a lot of the more psychedelic type stuff early on, and both of us were into Southern rock though.
Mm-hmm.
Lynyrd Skynyrd and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, I guess I started getting into the, you know, I missed the beginnings of the punk scene, but I picked up on it, and now I tend to listen to old Clash, you know, and Jam and some of the old stuff, but I like the more alternative scene.
A pair of Amy Ray's favorite artists, The Jam with A Town Called Malice and The Clash, Lost in the Supermarket. This is Michaela Majune. Maybe I can get the Indigo Girls to play a couple more songs live in the studio when we return to the World Cafe. Majune back with the Indigo Girls on the World Cafe. Amy, you wrote a song on the album Rites of Passage that's named for the biblical prophets Jonas and Ezekiel. Where did that come from?
Well, actually, I didn't realize that I was writing about those prophets until I finished the song. The song is about atonement to a certain degree, it's like, you know, whose angel are you anyway? You know, I'm saying that it's my turn to make things right, and I'm going to do it in my own way, and I expect that everyone else should do it in their own way as well, because we listen to prophecy to the point of not paying attention to what we're doing, because we think everything is set then. You know, and we don't think we can change things. And it's not saying don't listen to the past, don't listen to your past mistakes. It's saying listen to yourself, because that's really what we're supposed to do.
So it's a kind of call for action in a way.
Yeah, and it's a tribute to Native American, and it's about sexism, and it's about racism, and activism in general, I think.
Can we hear it as you wrote
it? Oh, yeah, we have to put our capos on.